Well, the Hurts of the Month, Part 2. I know a few people who are pretty happy whenever Ray Wiley Hubbard releases a new record. I'm one of them, sure. And his new record, again, is really good. Yeah, he's put out, I don't know, about 15 albums. That's what it looks like. I'm not going to count them there, but he's put out a whole lot of them. And his new one is called Tell the Devil I'm Getting There As Fast As I Can. And again, it's that kind of mix of gritty country and folk and blues, and it sounds just fine. So yeah, another Hurt of the Month, Ray Wiley Hubbard, on Hurtin' for Real.
Screaming in a mic, playing a Strat through a Vox AC30. Gives a troublesome back and a ringing in her ears. My last band covered the Clash, the Kinks, and the Replacements. Seems my soul is as misspent as my years. I got a Princeton reverb, it's in an old anvil case. It's in the back of a Ford Econoline. It's a 6-hour drive to Austin and the Continental Club. I got to change the strings on my ES-335. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. Playing a Sunburst Gibson in an all-country band. And loving a woman who can outcuss any man. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. I met her in L.A., we was opening for some folk. She had eyes mascaraed like Eva Green's. She sparkled with wildness like the blue yonder. She'd done a time in darkness and was 2 years clean. She wears an old leather jacket, it was made by Irish saints, and boots engraved with skulls and thorns. She got a rink in Tulsa, still she don't like red dirt bands. Being in love with her's like living in a thunderstorm. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. When a sunburst gets on in an all-country band. And loving a woman who can outcuss any man. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. Faithless live in grays and faded purples, and the gamblers never bet on 12s or 2s. The drunken points disappear into deep shadows. And the rock and roll believers sang the Easy Rider Blues. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. Then a sunburst kept sounding in my country band. And loving a woman who can outcuss any man. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. A time I was wild, young and handsome. I was smoking cigarettes at age 13. At 17 I was drinking in the taverns with Irish poets rocking tears and libertines. At 21 I was a full-time gambler, a card squeezer who blistered the bay. I carried a .32-20 in my pocket, and I heeded not the gambler's fallacy. Thereupon I was asked to be a procurer by a young woman of desire named Olivia May. So for mutual financial benefits, we opened up the house of the White Rose Bouquet. Olivia was a beauty and quite flirtatious. She enjoyed the company of rakish men. Yet we fell deeply in love with each other and prospered in her house of ill repute and sin. And even though I was in love with Olivia, there were other girls and indiscretions. Patron of the house was a physician, and he gave me a cure for my transgressions. One night Olivia found my hidden blue bottle with tablets shaped like coffins inside. She mistook them for opiate narcotics and swallowed the mercury chloride. How my heart died when I found her in her green beaded dress dead on the floor. At her service I cocked the .32-20, for I could not stand the sorrow anymore. Now the house of the White Rose Bouquet, oh, it fell into disarray and was torn down. Place is now a beacon of decency, for it's a theater known as the New Amsterdam. At night after the audience has departed, never knowing where they was, once was a brothel. A figure walks across the darkened stage in a green beaded dress carrying a blue bottle.
The House of the White Rose Bouquet. Something new from Ray Wiley Hubbard. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? The new record is called Tell the Devil I'm Getting there as fast as I can. And yeah, that is one of the hurts of the month. Yeah, a lot of good records. In fact, I've got a whole stack of about 20 records that I'd like to play, but I've decided to narrow it down just to 8 records. And fear not, I'm going to do this again in a month. And yeah, I'm going to play a lot of good new stuff. Yeah, there's so much good new country music. A lot of people say, country? You like country music? And I say, yeah, but not the stuff on commercial radio. No pop country. No, this is good country music. And I just got an album in the mail from Skinny Dick. Now, Skinny Dick is from Lethbridge. He's just released an album called Skinny Dick and Friends. Well, that's who released it. The album is called 21 Nighters. Not 21 Nighters, but 21 Nighters. Yeah, it depends where the hyphen goes. Yeah, that's important. Anyways, this is really a cool idea. Yeah, Skinny Dick recorded this album over about 9 months, and he brought some of his favorite Western Canadian folk singers, country singers, and songwriters all together, and just did one song to a single evening of recording, and the results are really special. And on here, heck, I've been playing some of these artists for years. Yeah, there's John Wart Hanum, Carter Felker shows up, Kent McAllister, who is just fine, Amy Nelson contributes a song, Tom Phillips is on here, Leroy Stagger, Dave McCann. It really is a really cool collection of talent. And one of my favorite songs on the record is by Lance Lurie. It's called Watching Daddy Dance. And of course, it features Skinny Dick. Skinny Dick is all over this, and it's a really cool record. Once again, the album is called 21 Nighters, and yeah, let's hear this song from Skinny and Lance on Hurtin' For Real.
Around our house, it's lots of fun, peeking from the dark. Daddy tears his hair and kicks the furniture apart. Around our house it's hard to say which one wears the pants, 'cause Mama Sita calls a tune and we watch Daddy dance. 'Cause Mama's got him spinning to the left, to the right. Look at Daddy swinging, he's a crazy man alright. Shaking and a twitching, I can tell you in advance, well, it's gonna be a good time. Doesn't know where Mama's been. Has she been out drinking or has she been out visiting? It always makes him worry. This time it made him snap. This time he took a shotgun and blew somebody off the map. Yes, Mama's got him spinning to the left and to the right. Look at Daddy swinging, he's a crazy man, alright. A shaking and a twitching, I can tell you in advance. It's gonna be a good time watching Daddy dance. Mm-hmm.
My love for you is as ceaseless as the wind in southern Alberta. I would never two-step out on you, and blue chores don't make me blue. I'm gonna love you till the cows come home to roost. My love for you is as vast as the face of old Big Chief Mountain. I knew my cheating days were through when I made that crow's nest pass to you. Got a feeling that this is gonna last a while. You and I both know that love ain't always on time. Hell, we had two kids before we even walked down the aisle. Got a feeling that this is gonna last a while. Before we even walked down the aisle. Got a feeling that this is gonna last a while. My love for you is as ceaseless as the wind in southern Alberta. I would never two-step out on you, and blue chores don't make me blue. I'm gonna love you till the cows come home to roost. I'm gonna love you till the cows come home to roost.
Well, if you're from British Columbia and you like good country music, you probably recognize that voice. That is Carolyn Mark. She shows up on an album by Skinny Dick and Friends. Yes, Skinny is his first name, Dick, D-Y-C-K, is his last. The album is called 20 One-Nighters. It's an interesting listen. Yeah, go check him out. Just Google Skinny Dick, D-Y-C-K, and you can find out all about him. He is a fantastic musician, and he's got together a very talented bunch of people, 20 of them, and have put together a really cool collection. So yeah, that album, 20 One-Nighters. Skinny Dick and Friends. Well, the Hurts of the Week, I keep on doing that, Hurts of the Month is what we're doing this week, this show. And David Rawlings is next. I really like David Rawlings. He, of course, is the partner of Gillian Welch, the musical partner as well. And he's released an album late in the summer, and oh, is it good. It's called Poor David's Almanac. You know, his guitar work is all over this, his beautiful voice, as well as the voice of Gillian Welch. If you're a fan of Gillian Welch, it's almost like a new Gillian Welch record, because, of course, she's all over this one. And, yeah, it's full of some wonderful songs. We're going to hear a couple, starting with Midnight Train on Hurtin' for Real.
Midnight train and the 4-day train run all night long. The midnight train and the 4-day train run all night long. They run till the break of day. Great big wheels turn all night long. turned all night long. They turned into the break of day.
I told you that was good. That is David Rawlings. His new record is called Poor David's Almanac. And that track there, Cumberland Gap. Yeah, a lot of good music today that I'm sharing with you on Hurtin' For Real. Gonna get to a group called Murder Murder. Now, these guys are from Sudbury, Ontario, and I like these guys a lot. They have kind of a dark bluegrass sound, and they play murder ballads. Yeah, that's kind of their thing. And, you know, it sounds really good. They're high energy. You know, it's dark stuff, and they're very talented pickers and songwriters as well. Yeah, I really like Murder Murder. And their third record, it's out now. It's called Wicked Lines and Veins. And we're going to hear Pale Rider Blues. Yeah, I think you'll like this. Some Murder Murder on Hurtin' For Real.
And the rivers all shine like gold, and the dogs all bark, and the mountains snow. Have you seen that ride like a thunder road? I seen that ride like a thunder road. Got a white car next to his bullet holes, and he come for a ride down the canyon road. So the dam of the creeks are dry, the floods of the hex, and the bugs wade in the mud. Six deputies died on a cannon floor, six deputies lying on a cannon floor. Six bullets in the back, can't take no more. That poor old marsh got blood for sure.
Yes, good night, Irene. That's a name that you don't hear that often. Not many kids being named Irene anymore, are there? No. I like that song. Yeah, it is by Murder Murder. They are a bluegrass group, sort of, from Sudbury, Ontario. And yeah, really dark bluegrass. Murder Ballads is what they do. They've just released their third record called Wicked Lines and Veins. And yeah, that is one of the hurts of the month. Well, that is just about it for me. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. Is this country music what I'm playing? I sure think it is. Some might say that the stuff played on commercial radio isn't country music anymore. Yeah. I might be one of those people, absolutely. Anyways, good stuff. Next week, I will be back with a theme show. Yeah, we do Hurts of the Month just once a month. That's why they call it the Hurts of the Month, right? Next week, all songs about ghosts. Yeah, all ghosts in the title. Yeah, it'll be a theme show, and it's the closest show to Halloween, so that's what we're going to do next week. Well, I'm going to leave you with something from Slade Cleaves. Now, yeah, speaking of ghosts, his new record is called Ghost on the Car Radio. None of the songs have ghosts in the title, but the album title does. Anyways, it's just wonderful. Yeah, he makes his home in Wimberley, Texas. Ghost on the Car Radio is his 14th record, if you count, you know, if you count an EP and the cassettes and all that. And yeah, it's just fine. In fact, Slade Cleaves is known for being one of those Texas singer-songwriters that everything he puts out, it's worth listening to. And it's full of some wonderfully written songs. And this, again, is just that. We're going to hear a song called Drunken Barber's Hand. I love the metaphor in this. And then we're going to finish with If I Had a Heart. So Slade Cleaves will end the show today. All right. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real. And we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
Three scruples to a dram, boys. Eight drums to an ounce. Two cups get you a pint now, and the first one's on the house. The drunkard craves just another, the blind man blames the eye. Poor man dreams of riches, and a martyr prays to die.
I don't need to read the papers, or the tea leaves to understand. This world's been shaved by a drunken barber's hand.
I've drowned in the pool of young love, down the high in the hurt. Built the heartbeat quicken at the side of a lifted skirt. I've thrilled to the big sound, felt the rumble and the roar. Drove straight through the blackest night in a chase forevermore.
I don't need to read the papers or the tea leaves to understand. This world's been shaped by a drunken barber's hand.
Whiskey priest, I'll be putting my money down on the rough and slouching beast.
Cause I don't need to read the papers or the tea leaves to understand that this world's been shaped by a drunken barber's hand. I don't need to read the papers to know
drunken barber's head. I understand, the harder I work, the poorer I feel, the deeper the faith, the more I'm broken, the more I hear, the less it all seems real. And you come around with your soft young skin, with no idea what you're about to step in. And in these times, you remind me of the man I used to be. If I had a heart, you'd be breaking it now. I've seen hope rise, come crashing down again. Seen the bashing of brains, seen the city unwind, seen the overthrow, dictators and tyrants, seen the gory mess they always leave behind. And you stop by talking about your dreams. You see a world not yet ripped apart at the seams. And in these times, you remind me of the man I used to be. If I had a heart, you'd be breaking it now. You'll see truth turn into lies, light turn to dark, hearts broken too. Just one thing before I die, I want to make one lie come true. They say I'll need the farther I drive, the closer I am to where I started. The more I'm told, the less I tend to believe. Then you come around with your soft young skin, with no idea what you're about to step in. And in these times, you remind me of the man I used to be. If I had a heart, you'd be breaking it now. If I still had a heart, you'd be breaking it now.